From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It finally looks like Ukraine has a new president. With more than 99% of the votes counted, election officials are giving opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko a commanding 8-point lead. His rival, Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych, says he'll contest the result, and that's despite the fact that international observers say there were far fewer irregularities than in previous votes. Here's NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Kiev.
After weeks of drama, Ukrainians had hoped the presidency was finally settled. Liberal reformer Viktor Yushchenko promises to balance the country's historically close relationship with Moscow by pursuing more integration with the rest of Europe. Yushchenko claimed victory before thousands of elated supporters in Independence Square early this morning. Still showing the signs of his dioxin poisoning, he called the outgoing regime of President Kuchma one of the most cynical governments in Eastern Europe. But instead of conceding, Kuchma's prime minister, Viktor Yanukovych, vowed to fight the results in court. Yanukovych alleged constitutional and voting irregularities. Yanukovych said he had 5,000 complaints about how the voting was conducted. And Yanukovych alleged a decision by Ukraine's constitutional court on the eve of the election discriminated against some disabled voters. Many Ukrainian political observers, however, believe Yanukovych may have little chance in his appeal because Yushchenko's margin of victory was so convincing. They speculated Yanukovych may be simply preparing for the future by trying to reinforce his political profile as the de facto leader of Ukraine's Russian-speaking eastern regions. Some residents of the opposition 10th city on Kyiv's main thoroughfare, like 20-year-old Sergei Savchuk, said they would stay put until Yanukovych gave up. Who said this was the end? Sergei asked. We'll wait until Viktor Yushchenko wishes us a happy new year as the new president. Then we'll go home. But many here on Independence Square believe Yushchenko is already president. They say they'll miss the solidarity of the peaceful street protests.
My name is Lina Mokhnach. I'm 24. Everybody was smiling, and it's like big party. You see, I don't know if I will feel it again. I don't know what will happen. Maybe I will, when I will have a child, I think it could be so big happiness like it was. Because you walk on the street and you can see eyes and everybody love you.
Mokhvich said she had no illusions that Yushchenko will bring instant prosperity to Ukraine. 67-year-old Anatoly Zaletsky agreed. Of course, that's impossible, Zaletsky said. This is just the beginning of a long road. He said he wanted a president that was moral and honest, not a miracle worker. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Kyiv.